Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. I'm so glad to be with you and that you're sticking with me. And once again, I said I would not mention the day or date because I know people listen at different times to this message. But when it's special, I have to stop and say. So this is actually Easter Sunday morning. It's about 5 a.m. as I'm recording this. So I'm wishing you a blessed Easter. He has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Day 16 is where we are. So we're into our second half now. And, you know, we continue. Easter is a wonderful celebration, but we know that he has risen and he lives every day. So we continue on our journey. So our journey brings us to day 16. And the verse happens to be Psalm 121, verse 1 through 2. That's Psalm 121, verse 1 through 2, the King James Version, or KJV. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verse 1 through 2. And if you've been with me, you notice that a lot of my verses, or several of them, relate to songs that I know. I'm a musician, and I do something called a Sunday Song from Sharon, which if you're not a subscriber, definitely subscribe. I send out a message every Sunday to my Sunday Song fam and friends, as I call them. And I find that when I write, my best writing is done when I'm writing about music or directing someone to music. That's a huge part of my life. So this day, this day's reading begins. It says, another verse that is the basis for a gospel song that I know and love. It's called My Help. One might think that when we are staring out into the hills, that we are staring out into space. But we are instead searching for God. And we search not as if we are lost, but we search knowing that our God is coming to our rescue. That the help we need is on the way, and it's coming by way of our Lord. What a good feeling to know that our Savior is on the way, and yet while he is on the way, he has indeed already come. He came over 2,000 years ago to help us gain the victory, and he still comes to us today whenever we need his help. So look confidently to the hills. That's where your help will reveal itself. That's the end of my reading, but again, what a victorious day, Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, as some call it. What a victorious day that is, and this is an appropriate reading, especially the part that says he came over 2,000 years ago to help us gain the victory. And he still comes to us when we need his help. So he knew that we were going to need help. He knew when he created the world that we would need help. He knew that he was going to have to send his son to die for us. To help us realize that we have the victory. He already knew it. So we go on to our three P's. Personalize, practice, and proclaim. By now you should be used to those. We do them every reading. Personalize always says, what does this verse mean to you? My help cometh from the Lord. Does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? Practice says, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim says, pray this prayer and proclaim victory over your situation. So join me. Dear Lord, thank you that I can look to the hills and find you, that you are the source of my help. Thank you that you never slumber nor sleep. Help me to stay attuned to your voice. And to ever seek you when I feel like I am lost or that there is no hope. I declare, Lord, that you are the great helper that I need to survive in this life. Amen. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day and that you just remember that you are always victorious with Jesus on your side. May he be with you today and just continue to stay with me. Thanks for listening.